Blog Talk Radio.
Embrace Today is brought to you by Whole House Ministries. Host Apree Curry will inspire listeners to embrace their today with hope and expectation, with a focus of bringing about freedom, healing, and restoration through the Word of God. John 16:33 says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world."
Good morning and welcome to Embrace Today. I am your host, Apree Curry, and this morning we are going to continue with the series, This Is It. Last week we began with this series, This Is It, and we began with this series talking about how God has begun to enter some of us into a new season. He has begun to birth things in us and out of us that we have been waiting on for quite some time, the process that we have been going through and the things that we have been able to see and the stretching that the Lord has been taking us through has been preparing us for this time. There are things that the Lord has birthed out of us and will birth out of us in this month and this season that God has been preparing for years. Some of us have disqualified ourselves because we think that we have messed up. We think that because there has been some hurdles that we are not going to walk into what God has called for us to walk into. But this series here is to get us ready to walk into that door that has already opened for some, that is getting ready to open for others. This is it is giving us insight. It is confirming through the Holy Spirit what He has already told you. So all month, the messages that I will have for you, there will be teachings from the Holy Spirit, and it will just confirm things that He has already told you. And so as we are preparing to walk into what God has called for us to walk into, as we are walking into it, the Lord is just confirming what He has already told you. So we are in Ruth chapter 4 for this month. Last week, we began to talk about Boaz and him going to meet the other kinsman redeemer that was able to buy Ruth from to keep the name of Elimelech going on. And so we began to talk about that kinsman redeemer and Boaz going to meet him. We know when we talked previously that Ruth, she had went to Boaz and told him that she wanted him to redeem her. However, Boaz told Ruth that there was a relative closer than him that was able to buy her back. So that was kind of like her hurdle. That was kind of like the thing that she needed to get over in order to get connected with Boaz as she wanted to. Sometimes in our life, when we are walking on the journey that God has us on, and we are going through the process and everything seems to be going smooth, there looks like there's a hurdle. And sometimes we can get so discouraged when that hurdle comes up. But we have been talking this week, and we are going to see why when a hurdle comes up, we need to continue to push forward and jump over those hurdles and do and press toward what God has called for us to do. We have to remember that God has already given us His word. He has already told us what He is going to do in our life. He has already equipped and prepared us. So all we have to do is rest in His word and knowing that He will do what He said He will do as long as we stay in alignment with Him. And so we talked about that, and we began talking about it last week where Boaz, he went to meet this kinsman redeemer, and he told him, Boaz was a man of integrity. He did not try to hide anything. He went to him and he said, actually, he went into the town. Boaz went into the town to find this kinsman redeemer. He waited at the city gate for the kinsman redeemer to come so that he can let him know what was going on. I like that because sometimes we think that we always have to be in the mix of what God is doing. There are people that God has assigned to us that is working behind the scenes. God is setting things up behind the scenes, and it does not always involve us. And so we need to step back and rest in what God has called for us to rest in and allow that behind-the-scenes work to take place. We also must understand that there are some things that other people will witness about you that you will not even see. There are things that people will see that is going on for you. There are things that people will hear that is going on for you that you will not hear nor see. And so we don't always have to be in the mix of things for God to be working things out for us and preparing us to walk into this new thing. We just have to make sure that we are staying aligned with Him and doing what He has called for us to do. We have to make sure that we aren't becoming stagnant and going to the right or to the left, but that we are staying on the path that He has for us to stay on. But last week, we ended talking about some things sounding good on the surface. Boaz offered to this kinsman redeemer the land in which Naomi and Ruth owned. He offered the land, and the kinsman redeemer said that he will take it. And so I said, some things sound good on the surface. When we come across things and when we are walking into this new season, we have to be careful of those things that only sound good on the surface. We can't be too quick to delve into something that we don't fully understand or that we don't fully know what we are getting ourselves into. Some things are good, but not good for you. Everything that is good is not good for you. Everything that's offered to you to do is not for you to do. Everywhere that's offered for you to go is not for you to go. You have to know what God has aligned for you, and you have to be able to embrace that and move forward. You have to be able to know how to say no in this season, what God is preparing you for, what He is entering you into. You have to be able to say no to some things because everything is not for you to do. There are some people that is only gravitating toward what you can do, and they don't want the fullness of you. We have to get to the place to where we are able to embrace who we are through Christ. We do not need anyone else to affirm us. We are able to say no with confidence because we know that we are on the path that God has for us on. And sometimes we can't fulfill the purpose because we're too busy doing too much other stuff. And so we have to get to the place to where we know that some things do sound good on the surface. And that leads me into today. Today we're going to be talking from verses 5 through 8, and we're going to start off with 5 and 6. It says, "Then Boaz said, on the day you buy the land from Naomi and from Ruth the Moabitess, you acquire the dead man's widow in order to maintain the name of the dead with his property. At this, the kinsman redeemer said, then I cannot redeem it because I might endanger my own estate. You redeem it yourself. I cannot do it." And so I concluded with something sounding good on the surface last week, but I'm going to start off this week with saying it's either all or nothing. At first, he wanted it when it was just the property. He said that he was able to take it. But then when Boaz continued in the conversation and also advised that he was going to also get Ruth in order to maintain the name, then he said that he couldn't do it. But it was for the name to be maintained. The kinsman redeemer was to continue that name going on from generation to generation to generation. There are some people that don't want you, but they want what you have to offer. You must understand that what you are doing is not for you, it's for the name. It is for the name of Jesus Christ, the name that has to continue to go forward. And so when people are pulling on you and tugging on you and wanting you to do something, and they may even be doing it for Jesus, but they are outside of the will of God for your life, they just want you to do it because they want you to do it, you have to be able to say no. Some people are not tugging on you because of who you are. They are not tugging on you because you are doing things for Jesus. They are tugging on you because you are known. Some people want to tug on you because you are known, and they want you to bring the people that you know to them that will be able to bring them money. People have different motives. And so when people are embracing you, they have to embrace the wholeness of you. It is the foundation of Jesus Christ first. And when you say no, that you're not allowed to do something or that you're not able to do something, people should be able to understand. They shouldn't be getting mad. But it's all or nothing when we're in this thing for Jesus Christ. We cannot continue to move forward and try to please people and try to get our affirmation from other people. We have to get it from God. And see, he was not able to take Ruth and the property. He was only able to take the property. Some people just want your stuff. Some people just want your stuff. And we have to get to the place to where we realize that some people only want our stuff. But it was the name that had to carry on. The name wasn't in just the stuff. Ruth had to be able to birth. She had to be able to conceive. She had to be able to continue that name on, and that could not be done. The name could not be continued on through the property. And so we must understand that as we are walking in this season, as God is birthing things out of us, it is all or nothing. Some people only want bits and pieces of you. And then some people only want bits and pieces of your stuff. But we have to get to the place to where we understand that it is all or nothing. There is no more time for us to continue to play these games. We have to get to the point to where we are allowing people stop allowing people to use us. And don't get me wrong, some people can't connect with you because it will endanger their own stuff. There's some things that people need to take care of on their own. They have to be able to be a good steward over what they have. And so them connecting with you may cause some harm from some type of way. Not necessarily saying that you may intentionally harm them, but it may cause them to become distracted from what they are supposed to be doing. Or it may be what you carry may be too much for them to be able to handle. And so we have to get to the place to where it's all or nothing. We have to stop going half in and half out. We have to stop being on the fence. We have to put our whole self in. This is all or nothing in this season. We can't forgive partially to what? We can't give ourselves partially to God when God is calling all of us. He wants the wholeness of you. He wants to create you. He wants to birth this thing out of you completely. He wants your whole self in. And so we must understand that some things may sound good on the surface, but everything that sounds good is not good. And another thing that I like about this passage of the text is the man said, he didn't say that he wouldn't do it. He said that he can't do it. So there was something that was hindering him from being able to do it. So it wasn't that he just wasn't going to do it. It was that he couldn't do it. And we must get to the place to where we understand those things that we can't do. We cannot do everything. Something is just no. And sometimes we are just pouring a little bit of ourselves here and a little bit of ourselves there and a little bit of ourselves here. And we're just selling ourselves short when we just need to say no. And so if we can't give our all to something, if we can't give our all to someone, we need to stop and say no. It may sound good. It may sound like something that you will want to root for, but if it is not for you to do, then you must say no. This is your time. This is your season. This is time for us to get focused, stay focused, and move forward. God has a great plan for our lives. He is praying. What God is preparing for you, there is no time for you to be part-time. There's no time for you to be seasonal nor temporary. We need to be full-time. We need to be all in, and it is all or nothing. And so what God is doing in this season, what he is doing, it needs to be all of you, not some of you. And if you need to go ahead and sit down and examine what you have going on in your life to begin to ask the Holy Spirit to cut some things off, then that's what you need to do. But let me say this, while you are doing that, don't try to hold on to something that you know you should have released a long time ago. Don't try to grab on to something that you know you don't even have the time for. Allow the Lord to lead you. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you in this process. Some of us are not giving our all. We're not giving our all. We're giving some of ourselves and we're burning ourselves out. We're giving our all in areas that we should not even be giving any of ourselves to. And so we have to get to the place to where we are not selling ourselves short, where we are not playing God. God has placed us in every aspect of our life. God has set it up. And so you cannot neglect being a parent because you want to work all the time. You cannot neglect working because you want to stay at home all the time and be a parent. You have to be a good steward over what God has given you. You have to take on God's yoke. And you have to allow him to maneuver and manage your life on a day-to-day basis, because if you don't, you will steady wear yourself out and you will try to fix what God has already set up. You will try to put in place and do what you want to do, and you are burning yourself out. You are neglecting your children. You are neglecting your job. You are neglecting your ministry because you are not spending time with God and allowing him to set everything up for you. And he wants you all in. There are just some things that we have to say no to. And don't just say no to the things that you don't want to do, because those are the things that God has set up for you. You have to do what God has called for you to do. You need to be all in. It is all or nothing. And so we have to make sure that we understand that some things may sound good on the surface, but it's either all or nothing. Don't just jump into something. Stop jumping into stuff because your friends or your family are asking you to do it, and you don't want to say no, and you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. It's time for us to get over that, too. You don't have time to be worrying about all of that. And sometimes we put so much more pressure on ourselves when the other person probably wouldn't even care if we said no or if we didn't have time. Sometimes I have to start off my sentence with, don't just say yes because I'm asking you, before I ask somebody to do something. Because I don't want anybody to get stuck doing something that they don't want to do. I would rather you say no than have this burden on you of doing something that you don't want to do. And so we have to make sure that we are not just doing things, that we are not just saying yes because we can say yes, but make sure that we are saying yes and that we are getting ourselves into things that God has for us to get into. We are not just pulling here and pulling there. We are getting into what God has called for us to do, and we are able to give our all because it is where we are supposed to be. God has set us up for it. He has prepared us for it, and we can do it with our whole heart. But we have to be all in. This is all or nothing. All or nothing. Physically, mentally, and spiritually, it is all or nothing. So let's look at verse 7. It says, at this, the kinsman redeemer said, then I cannot redeem it because I might endanger my own estate. You redeem it yourself. I cannot do it. So when this is it, when we are in that it season, when we are birthing and walking into what God has for us, we have to know that it's all or nothing. But then we also have to know, I'm sorry, in verse 7 it says, now in earlier times in Israel, for the redemption and transfer of property to become final, one party took off his sandal and gave it to the other. This was the method of legalizing transactions in Israel. So in order for us to walk into this it season, we have to know that it's all or nothing, but then we have to know the procedures. We have to know the procedures of what we are walking into, what we are embracing, what we are getting ready to do. We must understand that there's a process that we have to go through. And so we can't just go around doing things the way that we want to do them. There's a process. There's procedures that must take place. And so in that custom, they went and they exchanged the sandal and they took it. And that was a portion, that was a way of them saying, I am transferring this to you. And so we have to know the procedures of when we are getting from God what he has called for us to do, what he is giving to us. We have to get in that humble posture. We have to be in a posture of humility. We have to have our minds and our spirits open. We have to keep our eyes in his word and stay on our knees, because if we don't, we will miss what he is trying to do. It is all in the procedure and the process that we have to go through. This is all part of the setup as well as walking through it. This is a procedure and process that will not change, because once he gives it to us, we have it, and we have to continue to stay connected so that we can continue to mature in what he has called for us to do. And so we have to know the procedure and the process of what God has called for you to do. And you may be assigned and doing what someone else is doing, but God may set you up in a totally different way. And so if you are not in that humble posture and you don't know the procedure that God has for you, then you will miss the assignment that God has for you. You have to do what God has called for you to do the way that he has called for you to do it. You cannot look at what other people are doing and try to mimic and mock what they are doing, but you have to do what God has called you to do the way that he has called for you to do it. It's time for you to stop looking at what other people are doing and trying to model that when you need to model what the Holy Spirit is leading and telling you to say. The Lord has called, equipped, and prepared you to do this, and so you must know what you have to do in order to do it. You have to walk in it fully, boldly, and with the power of God. You have to walk in it with a posture of humility. You have to walk in it with a posture of strength and boldness through the Holy Spirit, and you have to know that this is your assignment. Because if you don't know the procedures, if you don't know your assignment, you will mess up. And so God is calling you. He's saying, this is it. You do what I called you to do. You know your process. You go through your procedures. You do what I told you to do. I need you to seal the deal. I seal the deal. I seal the deal with you. Now, I need you to embrace it. Embrace what I have called for you to do. And so we have to get to that place to where we are knowing, where we know what God has called for us to do. He has equipped us so much so. We have everything we need. Sometimes we don't even acknowledge that the very things that we need, God is using our children to equip us. He is using our community to equip us. He is using our jobs, our churches. God is using everything to equip us. We have it right at the tip of our fingers. But we have to go through our process. And we cannot go through our process if we are not all in. And so in verse 8 it says, so the kinsman redeemer said to Boaz, buy it yourself. So the kinsman redeemer said to Boaz, buy it yourself, and he removed his sandals. So when we are walking in that it season, we have to know that it's all or nothing. We have to know the procedures, but then we have to finalize the offer. We have to birth what God has placed in us. We have to push. We have to push through every obstacle. We have to push through every uncomfortable circumstance. We have to push. We have to push like never before, because what God is getting ready to do in your life, there is nothing or no one that can take it or stop it except for you. You have the opportunity to finalize the deal. You have the opportunity to move forward. You have the opportunity to continue to grow. You have the opportunity to mature, but it's not until you finalize the offer. You have to submit yourself to what God is doing in your life fully. You cannot allow other people to determine what you are going to do in your life. You have to allow the Lord to lead you in every aspect of the way. And we talked about earlier having that mentorship, that person that God will use and place in your life in order to help you. Sometimes too many of us are trying to do things on our own. If we notice that Ruth has not even become, she hasn't even come up in chapter 4, but yet she has someone working on her behalf. Sometimes we are cutting off the very people that will work on our behalf, the very people that God has set up and placed, that has placed in our lives to help us. But sometimes we want to do it on our own, and we sometimes mess up finalizing the deal, trying to do everything on our own when God has already set up your procedures with the people that he has set up in place for you. And so you are the only one that can mess up what God has for you, regardless of who you try to blame. You are the only one that can mess it up. So I am begging you today, stay on the path that God has for you to walk on. Go through your procedures and your process. Embrace this thing today. Finalize the deal. Seal the deal, because you are the only one that will be able to mess this up. This is yours. God has given it to you. Embrace it. Stop allowing the emotions to carry over. Stop allowing your emotions to control you. Stop allowing what other people say and do to dictate how you act. You are in control of your own life. You make the decisions. The Holy Spirit is there, but you have to submit to the Holy Spirit. And when you are submitting to you, you will not be able to finalize the deal. You will not be able to push when you need to push. You will not be able to see what God is calling you to see if you are in your own. But we have to get to the place to where we are allowing God to do what he is going to do. This is it. There's no turning back. You have made it this far. You have made it this far to turn back. You have made it this far to allow your emotions to take you off path. You have made it this far. Don't allow what other people are saying and doing to take you off of the path that God has for you to be on. He has prepared you. You know, so many people have ideas and plans for your life. So many people, they see the potential that you have, and they see your work ethic. They see your integrity. And so they want to control and dictate what you do in your life. But you know, there are some times in our lives, regardless of where we are, when people are trying to control and dictate our life, sometimes our season is up in a place. sometimes our season is up, and when people are trying to control and dictate and take you outside of God's will, you need to get with him because your season may be up in a place. That's the issue with some of us on our jobs. Our jobs are, they're seeing the potential and they're seeing the growth and the integrity and they're seeing our work ethic. And so they will work you. They will work you to death if they can. They will work you and try to throw you a little raise here and there. But you must know when your season is up, God has a plan for your life. He has a plan. And sometimes your plan, the plan that God has for you is for you to be removed from a place in order for you to do what he has for you. But we have to get to the point to where we are staying on that path. Don't try to figure it out in your own mind. But God has it all set up. It is all or nothing. Don't try to understand how you're going to carry things out and who's going to take care of the bills. And don't try to figure all of that. It's not for you to figure out. What you are to do is submit to God's will and move forward. Know your procedures. Know when it's time for you to move forward. Know when it's time for you to hold on. Do what God has called for you to do. You have to birth this thing. It is in you. It is coming out. But you have the choice. It is up to you. Will you move forward in what God has called for you to do? It can be a scary thing walking into something new. It can be a scary thing being uncomfortable. It can be a scary thing when you are the new person on the block. It can be a scary thing when people have more education than you, more experience than you. It can be a scary thing. But God is with us always. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He says, fear not. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. I am with you wherever you go. And so this is it. This is your time. Step into it. Walk into it. This is it. This is what God has called for you to do. This is what he has transformed you for. This is what he has positioned you for. This is what he has had you waiting for. This is it. And so again, I say, you are the only one that can take yourself off to the side. Don't allow your feelings and your emotions or what other people are saying and doing to take you off track. One of my friends, she always uses this scripture, if you can't roll with the footmen, then how can you roll with the horsemen? If you can't handle it on this level, then how can you handle it on the next level? So we have to be able to be focused. We have to be able to stay in alignment with him. We have to be able to move forward when things don't seem like it's going to work out. But when we know that we are on the path that God has called for us to be on, there is nothing or no one that should be able to take us off of that, regardless of what it looks like or how it feels. You up for this time. This is it. This is your season. Walk in it. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day, God. We thank you for your word, and we thank you that you continue to be with us, Lord. And I pray that even now that you reveal our process to us, Lord, you reveal our next step, Lord. You reveal to us those things that we need to let go of, Lord. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that we are, God, that we walk in your boldness and your strength, Lord, that we walk in your courage, oh God. I pray that you fill us with your wisdom, Lord God, so that we can do all that you have called for us to do, oh God. Father, we need you and we love you, God. We thank you and we praise you. In Christ's name, amen.